Well, hello, and welcome to another very exciting edition, a Saturday edition of Tobe's Wild World of Wacky Animals and Dudes. Where am I? I'm in my typical location, walking around, stalking animals in a forest, except I haven't seen any yet. I'll be looking for stuff today. I'll be looking for marmots and turkeys and goosers and scratties and turters. And I will also be looking for the pink knife next to a pond. Oh boy, kind of excited. Looking around for all kinds of little stuff. Oh, and here's a couple of geese on the trail. Oh, this is Raina. Hi. Hello. How are you? Why are you hissing at me? Yeah, you guys go over there. I'm going this way. Oh, crazy goosers. And now they're coming back. They're walking through the billabong. What are you attacking me for? What are you crazies doing? What? This is the sound of a goose hissing. Oh, so dramatic. I'm not in your territory. You know me. Oh my goodness. So much ado about nothing. Geese are so funny. You know, I was never into geese until I started coming here and started having interactions with them. They're hilarious. And of course around here these are all mostly Canada geese. At other times of year sometimes we get snow geese in here, but they don't stick around for very long. Not like the Canadas, who seem to be here all the time. It's super happy Canada land. Last night or this morning, I had a dream that I... What was I doing? I was like standing on some dirt or something, and he just sort of popped out. And I was like, hey, wow, there's a mousie. And other than the geese and all the regular birdies, there doesn't seem to be much action going on around here right now. It occurs to me that we should be seeing foxes soon. Once the geese start laying eggs, they start showing up in this valley. So, where could they be? As I make my way up to the edge of this pond, I can see many turtles. I see three different logs. Two logs have one turtle on them each. And one log has about five or six turtles on it. And I can see little turtle heads poking themselves up out of the water, taking a look at me. I wave at them. Hi, turtles! Alright. I like turtles. It's another lovely day. I'm guessing it's above 70 degrees Fahrenheit. What is that in metric? About 22 or 23 C. I'm just guessing. You know, all we need is a couple more days like this and some decent rain, and it is going to be mushroom time. And I'm really looking forward to it. As you probably know, that's all I've been complaining about for the last 2 weeks. Heck, last year, or was it the year before? I found my first morels on April 1st. And to be perfectly fair, that is extraordinarily early. But geez, you know, now I want to find them every year on April 1st. I don't want to wait until halfway through April or even into May. Come on, come on! I thought I was going to run into some turkeys around here. Where's my turkeys? Am I just looking in the wrong spots today? Am I just wandering around aimlessly? Oh, I'm sure some people think so. You know what the stupidest thing is, though? Today, when I was getting ready to go out, I thought about putting on a different pair of shoes. I mean, I seriously considered it. And then I put on these shoes anyway, the old bad shoes with lots of holes in them, because I didn't want to spend the extra 30 seconds it would take to find and put on the new good shoes. So now I'm walking around with all these sticks and rocks and dirt in my shoe, and I have to stop every 5 steps to shake it out. Oh well. Gotta remember to wear the new shoes. I'm sneaking up on another marmot den that usually has a marmot in it, or at least it has the last few times I've been here. So we're gonna be very, very quiet and approach it from the side, stealthily. I don't see anybody sticking their heads up or anything. Well, I guess everybody's just chilling out today. That's nice. Now, I know there's a marmot den over there too, but I'm not gonna go check that one because that one requires effort. I'm walking on a trail that has been freshly wood chipped. So freshly wood chipped that's what it smells like. You know, that generic wood / sawdust smell. And of course I'm getting lots of little twigs and stuff in my shoe. And in this little section there are violets on the side of the path, and they are blooming. So you have brown and then purple and green. And there's like 2 different shades of violets, ones that's more red and some that are more purpley. It's a very violety day. And there goes Mr. Bun Bun. Rabbits. I've seen them 2 or 3 today. As I may have mentioned before, it's a fairly warm day. And I'm walking around pretty much in direct sunlight. Not the brightest idea, but I don't want to stay indoors. So, where am I going with this? I'm getting a little itchy. Itchy yummy yummy. But I like walking around in here so much. Yeah, and you know, I don't know what's going on, but I'm getting a little dry and I'm starting to feel a little weird. We need to get out of here. I need to turn around and start making my way back home. I'm not feeling super great, so let's just turn around and start heading that way. As I'm heading back to the car, I gotta walk by these large patches of grass, and I'm hearing stuff in there. There's little rodents or voles in there or something. Okay, here we are at my automobile. Oh, okay, yeah, I am not doing super great, so let's take a break. While I am refueling, why don't you listen to this?
We would make gusto four cuatros of your most bueno hamos, por favor.
You gonna be a fluffy binker? Yes, because you're a baby.
Welcome back to this wonderful Saturday edition of the Dubious Goals Committee. You're listening to Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'm slightly feeling better enough. And I just remembered, I'm looking at the clock and I'm thinking, oh, I can call this certain phone number I found. You have to call it before a certain time. And I stumbled upon this number while I was scanning 800 numbers. So why don't we give it a listen?
You have reached the drug screening phone line for Thursday, April 14th. If you have any questions regarding the following message, please contact your compliance monitor. If there is a problem with this message, please call Nebraska Occupational Health Center at 402-476-2600. Your assigned number is listed. Please provide a specimen at your collection site today. Please call your assigned testing site prior to your arrival and arrive with a full bladder. The numbers for today are 201-401-460-500-566-760-945-961. Thank you.
Well, isn't that fun? It's like a lottery, except... except it's not one that you want to win, apparently. You have to call that number before a certain time of day. I'm not sure what the time is. It might be 2 p.m. local time. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll have to call it a little bit later and see what else we get. Nope, look out. I'm not paying any attention at all. Now that I'm looking at a clock, I'm thinking, oh yeah, isn't there some Europa League games going on right now? Yes, I think there are. Oh yes, and here are some guys talking about it on TV. They're interviewing Jurgen Klopp. He is the manager of Liverpool. And I don't know what he's saying because I don't have the sound on. But I'm guessing these games don't actually start for a little while. This looks like pre-game stuff because he's not wearing the right clothes. So I'm guessing that these games start in, another 15 minutes or so at the top of the hour. Okay, well, that's good to know. That means I have something to do after this show. I can eat my lunch, probably a ham sandwich, and I can watch my Europa League games. I don't know what they're going to show. They're probably going to show Liverpool and whoever they play. But the one that I'm really interested in is Shakhtar Donetsk versus Braga. They won last week. I think the score was 2-1. And I think those were away goals for Shakhtar. So, oh, this is rocking good news. Come on, Shakhtar. You can make it to the next level. I just know it. Oh, yeah. And as we continue the pregame coverage, Liverpool is playing Borussia Dortmund. That's right. I kind of forgot it. But this ought to be good. I don't know who to root for. I kind of want Borussia Dortmund to win. And they've been on fire lately, so that's always good. The thing that makes this Liverpool versus Borussia Dortmund game so interesting is that Jurgen Klopp, the current manager for Liverpool, is the ex-manager of Borussia Dortmund. He left Borussia Dortmund to go to Liverpool, so he's playing his old club with his new club. That makes it fun. Okay, if you're tired of hearing about football, here's a weird one. This is Name That Tune. So if you know what this song is, let me know. This one's for SMJ. A little nostalgia trip here. Isn't that a classic? Oh, so you can imagine what's in my VCR. Yes, I said VCR. Okay, I don't know if you heard that, but the cat just knocked some stuff off the washing machine. What are you doing, Stinky? Oh, we gotta see what this kitty's doing. Hi. Hi, what are you doing? You knocked the laundry detergent off the shelf. Was that necessary? For a kitty to do? You want to talk on the radio? You're not going to talk on the radio today, are you? Okay. Yeah. Okay. See you later. Oh, man. Okay. Now I got to clean all this stuff up. Yeah, I also can't help but notice that my clean clothes that were hanging on this rod are all over the floor. Why is that? Yeah, and I got this thing right up in the kitty's face. You want to talk on the radios? No, she just wants to take all the clean laundry and knock it onto the floor because, oh, that's so fun for a kitty, yes. Okay, here's a little, I don't know, is this a story? What is this? I got to tell you something. There's been a problem, a mistake. I did something so horrible. The other day, I was in a grocery store, and I was in yet another grocery store, a different one than I normally go to, and I needed to buy some toilet paper. And so I went down into the toilet paper aisle, and I'm looking around, and they don't have any of the brands that I normally buy. And normally, I'm not a brand-conscious person. But when it comes to toilet paper, I find that I have to have a certain type, not because I'm a delicate princess or anything, which I am, but just because one of my toilets, the upstairs toilet, doesn't seem to like some types of toilet paper, and it won't flush, or it has great difficulty flushing. And so I have to use certain types of toilet paper, namely the thin, cheap, easy to flush and macerate type of paper. Anyway, so I'm standing there in the store and they don't have what I need or what I want. And so I had to just pick a new brand. And so I'm looking at the packages and stuff and I want cheap, thin stuff, not, you know, 8-ply with 6 different kinds of lotion and all this stuff that, you know, makes toilet paper less biodegradable. So anyway, I'm looking at the stuff and I find a cheap brand and it's only 2-ply and it looks very thin. And I'm thinking, okay, that ought to work. So I grab it and I throw it in the basket. as I'm walking out of the store, I'm going through the doors, and I'm stepping outside, and suddenly I can smell something, and I'm thinking, what is that smell? But I also notice that I'm standing right by a woman who happens to be wearing a way too much perfume, and there's also a bunch of hanging flowers in a display right outside the door, so I'm smelling perfume and flowers or something, and I just sort of ignore it. I get in my car and I go home. Some number of hours later, I'm in my house going, what is that smell? What am I smelling? I'm smelling diapers? What is that smell? And so I have to walk around my house doing the bloodhound trick, you know, smelling everything. And then I realized that it's the toilet paper that I just bought. The toilet paper I bought is scented. And it says on the package, and for some reason I didn't read the package, it says light lavender scent. But their concept of a light lavender scent and my concept of a light lavender scent are two different things. I would qualify this as being an extraordinarily heavy lavender scent. I can smell it. I'm sitting down here, down in the studio, and I can smell the package of toilet paper that's in the upstairs bathroom right now. And I'm not kidding. It is that strong. I have this whole sort of fake lavender smell pervading my house, and it's driving me absolutely crazy. I'm afraid to touch this toilet paper because if I get that lavender smell on my hands, I'll never get it off. And what am I going to do? I have no idea. How do I re-odor toilet paper? Yeah, I'm tempted to... I don't know if I want to spray it with chemicals or, you know, if I just dip it in acetone and let it dry. What's the solvent for lavender scent? Oh, it's horrible. I'm actually thinking about, like, smoking the toilet paper. You know, just start a small fire in the backyard in my barbecue or grill or whatever, and then direct the smoke into the toilet paper so my toilet paper will smell like mesquite. Or some smell that I can stand to breathe rather than lavender. I'm not kidding. My whole house smells like lavender. I've got all the doors and windows open. And I can still smell the lavender. Ugh. Now you might be wondering, wait a minute. Tobe, why is this such a big deal? Well, it's a big deal because I have extraordinarily sensitive senses. Does that make any sense? I will tell people that I'm sensitive, and when I say I am sensitive, I don't mean to emotional things. I mean my senses are extraordinarily acute. I can hear things that other people can't hear. I can see things that other people can't see. And worst of all, I can smell things. And the worst part of it is, if I get a smell in my nose, and it's strong enough, it will stay in my nose. My smell receptors will get stained, and that's all I'll smell. And if the smell is bad enough, like the smell of lavender, it will actually make me sick. It's very bizarre. I will get nauseous, and I will start to puke. It's a super fun time. So I kind of have to be careful about these things. There's a lot of these smells that get on my case. Perfume is one of them. Ugh. Ugh. I can't even think about it without gagging. The weird part of it is that all of the smells that you would think would bother me, or that would bother a normal human being, don't bother me at all. For example, organic acids. Those smells will drive some people crazy. Doesn't bother me at all. Like a skunk. Mercaptans, none of that bothers me at all. Until it gets really intense. I can stand next to a dead skunk and it doesn't bother me much, but there are other similar smells, like putrescine. Oh, yeah, I can't do that, but... ugh. All the perfumes are the worst. And I don't know if that's just all civet musk or what, but man. Oh boy. You know, and the worst part of it is, if I'm in a store, like say I'm in a
a department store and there's like a perfume counter, I can't walk by it. I can't even walk anywhere near that end of the store. I'll start freaking out and I'll start gagging and puking, and it's all a bad, bad scene. Well, anyway, I'd love to sit here and tell you and maybe make a list for you of all the smells that make me sick, but I'm afraid we are running out of time. It's 1958 UTC, and you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day right here on and on radio at 1930 UTC. So, tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that to see what smells are bothering me on that particular day. Coming up next, we've got the Sound Show Genre Mix and Discussion, starring our very own DJ Barnacle. Everybody loves him. What wacky music is he going to play for us today? It'll be something good, so stay tuned for that right after this. I'm a little bored, so I'm not going to drop the wackiness on you today. I'm just going to leave you with this. I will see you tomorrow. Okay, bye now.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.